July is the month when mosquito pools test positive for West Nile, according to Carl Hoops, the Utah State University Equine Extension Specialist. In a few weeks, we will see birds test positive, and shortly after, humans and other animals.
The way the disease is spread is when the virus is put into a bird, they become what we call an amplifying host. Their bodies allow that virus to replicate and get really, really concentrated within their blood. The mosquito can then bite them, suck out a small amount of that blood, and then go bite a horse or go bite a human and or a lot of other mammals, and it then infects that mammal. Now, inside a mammal, when the virus gets in there, it replicates, but we get sick a lot easier.
The virus can't replicate to a point where a mosquito can bite a mammal and then spread it to another mammal. Hoops says the disease has to be spread from bird to mosquito to mammal. That means you don't have to quarantine your horses from other animals. Hoops says the best way to prevent West Nile in horses is to vaccinate in about April or May. If you haven't yet, he says it's not too late. The vaccines aren't 100% effective, so Hoops says there are other precautions to take, like removing stagnant water from tires and puddles. But how do you know if your horse does get the virus?
Clinical signs in your horses, you're going to see, first off, you're going to see a fever. A lot of people temp their horses every day, and if they see a spike, they'll call their veterinarian. Or they start to stumble around a little bit. They don't know where their legs or their feet are, predominantly in the hind legs. You start to see muscle twitching in the muzzle, in the neck.
In worst case scenarios, Hoops says horses can't get up, which can lead to organ failure if they're not up and moving. The best treatments are IVs and anti-inflammatories. He says all cases should be reported to veterinarians. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.